Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Healthy Pinoy. Approximately 1.6 million Australians are thought to be living with atopic dermatitis, with around 1 in 5 of them suffering from a moderate to severe form of the condition. And to give us more understanding about this skin condition, we have clinical dermatologist based in Melbourne and practicing general dermatology with interests in advanced psoriasis therapies, photodermatology, phototherapy, skin cancer, and clinical trials. He is also the director of the Department of Dermatology at St. Vincent's Hospital, Melbourne, and has private practices in Melbourne suburbs of Kew and Ringwood East. We have Professor Chris Baker. Good day, Professor, and thank you for your time.
Good morning. Yes, thank you.
Professor, 1 in 5 Australians suffer from moderate to severe atopic dermatitis. First and foremost, can you explain to us in layman's terms, what is atopic dermatitis?
Atopic dermatitis is a very common skin condition that often begins in childhood but does affect teenagers and adults as well. And this is what people would often refer to as eczema, and eczema and dermatitis are often used interchangeably. And atopic dermatitis is a itchy, scaly and often red rash. Affects usually the flexures, so the folds in the elbows and behind the knees, but can affect the face, neck and any part of the body really. And it occurs in families where there's a tendency to have eczema, hay fever and asthma. These conditions tend to run together in family groups.
I see. What are the common symptoms one can experience again, Professor?
Well, the main symptom is itch. And unfortunately, atopic dermatitis is often a very itchy condition. Mm-hmm. And patients will find the itch very disruptive to their life and find it quite unpleasant at times. But apart from itch, it's also scaly skin. The skin is often a bit dry and scaly, sometimes a little bit weepy if the skin gets scratched and rubbed excessively. And also, obviously, there's a visible component. So when you look at the skin, it looks it doesn't look like normal skin.
Okay, I see. Are there a group of people who are more prone to this skin condition, Professor?
Look, it affects pretty much people living in all countries around the world. The incidence or the prevalence of atopic dermatitis varies, but it affects all groups.
Let's talk about flare-up. What are the triggers? Do we have some external factors or allergens or food allergies that could trigger the flare-up of atopic dermatitis?
Well, people with atopic dermatitis have a genetic tendency to have dry skin, so the skin barrier is not as robust, so the skin tends to dry out and become scaly more readily than, say, people who don't have the condition. But also there are ways in which the immune system makes a mistake, and the immune system tends to react to lots of different allergens that are in the environment, and that contributes to the problem. But it's a condition that has a lot of other factors. So, for example, stress and being run down, patients will often say their eczema is worse. It's aggravated by heat and sweating. So temperature extremes and extremes of humidity also tend to trigger it.
Can we say that atopic dermatitis flare up more on the summer season, especially when the weather is, you know, hot and humid?
It can. Yes, there's a group that tend to flare in the winter when the air is very dry and the heaters are turned on. And that's particularly an issue down here in Melbourne, where I'm speaking to you from. But patients who are living in hot and humid environments will also find that their eczema can be exacerbated by heat and sweating. And that's obviously more an issue in tropical settings.
Now, let's talk about treatment, Professor. As far as we know, there is no cure for the said condition, but we do have a treatment to manage it.
Look, that is correct. It's largely a genetic condition, and so the treatments that we have don't cure the problem. They bring the problem under control. But for many patients with atopic dermatitis, It's often a matter of learning how to manage the skin and protect the skin from irritation and aggravation. And that may be all they need to do. And creams and anti-inflammatory creams can, for the majority of patients with atopic dermatitis, prove to be quite effective. But there are some patients who have what we would term moderate or severe atopic dermatitis, where they have more extensive involvement of the skin. It tends to happen all year round. And these patients, it becomes harder to treat with just topical treatments alone, and we need to go to more advanced treatments.
Yeah, and talking about advanced treatment, we have a treatment that is now actually available under PBS.
Yes, we're living in a very fortunate time where research has identified certain points in the immune system that can be targeted for treatment. And there are some advanced therapies available now. And you're quite correct. There was an announcement on the weekend of a new treatment for eczema that has just been approved by the PBS for subsidisation through the Medicare system. And that's great news for patients, and great news for patients, particularly those with severe eczema, where we've had very limited treatment options.
And Professor, finally, what message and advice can you give to those who are actually experiencing this condition? And any tips you can, you know, leave to our listeners?
Yes, look, I think fortunately, most atopic dermatitis is of a mild yet annoying and repeated pattern. And I would certainly urge people who are suffering atopic dermatitis to engage with their GP, take advice on treatment, have a treatment plan. Those patients who have more severe atopic dermatitis, which doesn't seem to be responding to simple measures, or perhaps the GP feels that they need to have one of these more advanced treatments, I would certainly recommend referral to a skin specialist for opinion.
Thank you very much, Professor Chris Baker, for shedding light about atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Muli, nakasama natin si Professor Chris Baker na nagbigay ng mga payo at paalala kung paano mas mapapangalagaan ang inyong mga balat, lalo pat kung kayo ay mayroong eczema o malalang skin condition tulad ng atopic dermatitis. Laging tandaan, ang ating kalusugan ay kayamanan na dapat ingatan. Para sa Healthy Pinoy, ako si Claudette Centeno. Healthy Pinoy. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.